But hey, that's spitting. No, sir. No cat spits at Hank the cowdog and lives to spit another day. All right, pups, they've pushed us to the limit. This is all-out war. Prepare to attack the fence and don't bother to take prisoners. Ready on the left. Ready on the right. Take aim. Attack! Charge! Banzai! Barking at the top of our lungs, we launched the first wave against the fence, with the cats hissing and spitting at us from the top. Oh, it was a battle to remember. The fence was made of solid wood, don't you see? And I'd calculated that it would take us two or three waves to lay it flat on the ground. It was our rotten luck that several people in the neighborhood came out their back doors to see what all the noise was about. A big guy in a t-shirt came fogging out of the house that belonged to the fence we were in the process of destroying. Joan, call a dog pound. We got a pack of stray dogs back here. Yeah, get out of here, you dat-gum barking fools. When I saw him coming and heard him mention the dog pound, I canceled the invasion and sounded the retreat. To the house, pups, run as fast as you can. Retreat! They peeled off and headed north down the alley as fast as their little legs would take them. I waited until the last pup had made his escape, and then I looked back at the cats. We'll meet again, cat, and when we do, that fence won't be worth the paper it's printed on. Don't know why I said it that way. If you think about it, it don't make a lot of sense. I mean, fences aren't exactly... In the heat of battle, a guy sometimes... Never mind. The old hag had a big grin on her face, looked so smug and self-satisfied, I was tempted to risk capture and death just to clean her off that fence and teach her some manners.
I told you we could make you bark.
Yeah, and don't you ever forget it. Just then, that maniac in the t-shirt reached the back gate and filled the air with rocks and sticks. Get out of here, you sorry flea-bitten mutt. Go on, leave my cats alone. So there you are. The entire incident had started when one of his precious cats had made a vicious, scandalous remark about my sister, the mother of my nieces and nephews. When will the human race learn that cats create 83% of all the trouble in the world and start 93% of the fights? I mean, statistics don't lie. I pull these statistics out of the hat, so to speak, and while they may not be 100% accurate, they don't lie. Yet the human race continues to rush to the defense of... Oh, well, there's no use getting upset just because the world is all wrong, and I happen to be right 96% of the time. I ran from the scene, and with my amazing speed, I reached the tunnel just as the last pup was crawling back into the yard. It was none too soon. At the end of the block, I saw a white pickup with a wire cage in the back. Painted on the door was a big police badge, along with the words, City of Twitchell, Dog Catcher.